In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Christ is risen. One of my favorite passages, verses in all of Scripture, was read today by Krista for us from the book of Acts. We were hearing, as multitudes of men and women were becoming believers, so they began to bring the sick out into the streets. And not only from Jerusalem, but from the suburbs, from the surrounding cities. And they laid the sick out in the streets. And here's my favorite part. It says, so that at least Peter's shadow might fall on them. And they were all healed. They were all healed. That's quite a shadow, wouldn't you say? We hear something similar later in Acts. People would sneak up behind Paul and touch a handkerchief or an apron to him. And then they'd race off and touch a sick person, and that person was healed. What kind of person is it that their shadow goes down your street and you're healed? What kind of person is that? Although I think if we were to pause and reflect a little bit, maybe you have met someone like that. They enter a room, and for lack of a better term, the room improves, right? The person speaks or smiles, or maybe they're just there. They're just there, and the world has suddenly become a better place. You know someone like that? I know a few. If you're sick and they come in the room, you feel a little better. If you're grieving and the person enters, you're comforted just by their presence. If you're full of anxiety and they're there, they instill confidence just by existing, just by being near you. If you go into their house, even if they're not in the room at the time, you feel this grace in the very walls of their house. I'm sure we've all met one or two people like this in our lives. This is a taste of Peter's shadow, a presence that heals just by being there. What causes this effect? Is it Simon Peter himself? Is it something much deeper? Or is it some kind of blend? Maybe to put it another way, doesn't every shadow need, in order to exist, a source of light? Now, a number of years ago, I shared this story from my childhood, but it makes for a good illustration of what might be behind the healing power of not only Peter's shadow, but all those amazing people that we know who bring healing and peace and love just by walking into the room. So I was about 7 years old. My parents had gone out for the evening, and we had a babysitter. And eventually bedtime came. I was at the age where I was kind of scared to go to bed without mom and dad home. Kids go through phases like that. And wouldn't you know it, we got a rare Los Angeles thunderstorm that night. And every time the lightning would flash, my room would fill with the shadow of this large tree, which was right outside my window. You know, the ceiling had this tree shadow all over it. Now, normally a shadow wouldn't frighten me, but between my parents being gone and the storm and the wind, you know, the shadow's not just there, but it's like moving around. Well, there was no way I was going to be falling asleep in that. Now, here's the interesting thing. A little while later, my parents come home, and as they turn into the driveway, their headlights hit the same tree, and that windy shadow fills my room one last time. This time it felt different. This time the shadow calms me down immediately, and I fall fast asleep. Now, it's the same shadow. It's the same tree. The same walls, same kid, same room. Previously, that shadow was terrifying. This time it was calming. What was the difference? The difference was the source of light. The difference was that was between lightning and car headlights. It was the source of light that made the difference. And all shadows have a source of light. When the light was lightning from a storm, the shadows were unsettling, to say the least. When the source of light was the headlights of my parents' car, the light was calming and even healing. The thing is, so powerful was that shadow when it was the source of light was the headlights that I fell asleep before they even got into the house. I'm partly from exhaustion, but partly from that instant calm. When that source of light, the shadow itself was enough to heal. The shadow had taken on the quality of a parent's presence. And with this, we're starting to get closer to the grace of Peter's shadow, and indeed the grace of those people you know who heal just by entering the room. Their shadow heals because their source of light is good. Their shadow heals because their source of light is goodness itself. Their source of light is God. Their source of light is Jesus within them. Their shadow has taken on the quality of the Holy Spirit. In the gospel today, when Jesus appears to the disciples after the resurrection, it says he goes into the room and he breathes on them. He breathes on them and gives them two things, two gifts. First, Jesus says, peace to you. He says it twice. Peace to you. My peace I give to you. And the second gift, Jesus says, receive the Holy Spirit. When Jesus breathes into you divine peace and the gift of the Holy Spirit, the presence of the Holy Spirit, when those are received by you, your source of light changes, and therefore your shadow will be changed. Peter's certainly was. Now here's something else interesting. That person you know who heals just by being in the room, the shadow has their personal shape. It's still somehow them. Right? A person's shadow is them. When I see my kid's shadow on the ground, I can tell it's them just by the shadow. It's got their shape to it. Their own personality is very much part of it, just like your shadow is your shape. But their source is something greater. The peace they bring, the healing they bring, the spirit they bring is God's. That light comes to you in their unique shape and through their personality. But if they're healing with their very presence, the source of light is God within them. It's the two things working in harmony. It's the two things working together. Their willingness, their shape with God as the source. I think the last thing to say today about Peter's shadow is that it's available to everyone. Each of you has the ability, in fact, not just ability, but you were created to be a healing presence. You were created to receive the peace of Jesus Christ and the gift of the Holy Spirit. And working through your shape, working through your uniqueness, your divine shadow, you don't just give the gift of healing like it's yours to decide when to give it or not. In the passage, Peter's not going around actively healing people. He's just walking down the street. Peter isn't doing healing here. His shadow has become healing in itself. He's just going down the street and it's happening. God is working through him without him even being an active participant. And so it is with your divine shadow. You don't have to go around healing. You become healing. You become health. When the Holy Spirit and when divine peace are your source of light, you don't have to do anything but be there. Your shadow does all the work when your source of light is the Holy Spirit and divine peace. Amen.